Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf ayin gimel Baba Basra 73. Today's daf yomi begins the chapter known as Hamocher es Hasfina, one who sells a ship. Whereas the previous chapter, Hamocher es Habayis, was discussing all of the contracts as they relate to somebody who sells a field or somebody who sells a house. Today's chapter begins a discussion of one who sells a movable object like a ship. And what exactly is included in the sale of that ship? Does it include the oars and the mast and the sails, etc.? So the Talmud, after it cites the Mishnah, very quickly transitions into a series of Agadata that discusses 21 stories that were told by sailors and other people who were traveling or associated with sailors. And these stories are very deep and very esoteric and very complex, and it takes a long time to analyze them. On today's daf, we get through 11 of these stories, and we'll just look today at the 10th of the stories that are cited on today's daf. So, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Chana said, Zim Nechada Havaka Azlinon Bi Madbara. One time I was walking along in the desert, Vichazinon Han Hu Avaze Deshamte Gadfayu Mishamnayu, and I saw that there were some geese there and that their feathers were falling out on account of the enormous amount of fat that these geese were carrying around. The geese were so fat that their feathers were falling out, Vikonagde Nachale de Mishcha Mitutayu. And therefore, as a result of this, underneath the geese, there was a river of fat, a river of oil, which was flowing from these geese. And Aminohu, and I said to the geese, Islan Bigavaihu Chelka La Alma Da Asi. He was astounded by the geese that he saw. So Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, he said to the geese, do you have for us a share in you in the world to come? Meaning to say, are we going to be able to partake of such a delightful food in the world to come because you have so much fat in you? So Chada Dale Gadfa, one of the geese lifted up his wing to show that you are going to be able to eat from my wing in the world to come. Vechade Dale Atma, and the other of the geese lifted up his thigh, and basically thereby saying, you're going to be able to eat from my thigh in the world to come. And so Rabbi Bar Chana says, when I finally came in front of Rabbi Eliezer, Amarli, he said to me, Atidin Yisrael Litainalayan Esadin. In the future, the Jewish people are going to have to answer for this and are going to be punished for having sinned. What was their sin? So, there are many different explanations of this story, and we're just going to now, for now, share the Rashbam's explanation. The Rashbam writes that their sin was Shebichatosam Misakev Mashiach, because the Jewish people, with their sins, they were delaying the Messiah from coming, because we sin so often. V'yeshlahem Tsar Balichayim Wa'osan Avazim Machmas Shumnon. And there was Tsar Balichayim, there was pain for the animals, for these geese, because they had so much fat on them, and that was painful to them. And so the geese were waiting around for the world to come, and because they were waiting for such a long time because of our sins, they therefore were encountering pain. And so because we sinned and therefore we weren't able to partake of these geese in the world to come, as a result of this, we were punished for causing pain to the geese. So this is a little bit tangential. Because we sinned, and then because the geese, as a result of this, were forced to carry around the fat on their bodies, as a result of this, we're punished for the sin of Tsar Balei Chaim. And we see from here the very important point that the Das Kedoshim points out, that Tsar Balei Chaim, the prohibition of causing pain to an animal, doesn't only mean if you directly cause pain to the animal, but even if you are indirectly causing pain to the animal, if it's certain that the pain will come to the animal, like in this situation where, as a result of our sins, the Messiah was delayed, and with certainty the pain came to the animal as a result of this, we still say that we were punished for indirectly causing pain to an animal. So So too, there's a story that's told about the Ari HaKadosh, that the Ari HaKadosh once came to visit somebody, and he stayed in their house, and he was treated very well. And so before he left, he said to his host, "What can I do in order to bless you for treating me so nicely?" And so the host said, "Pray for our family, because we have been unable to have a child. And so pray for me." And so whenever we say these stories, we have to be very sensitive, because I don't believe today that it's offensive to say that somebody does not have a child because it's a punishment from God. That's not what I believe. But this story says that the Ari said that she's being punished. And why was she being punished? Because what happened was, one time there were chickens in her yard, and they used to climb up the ladder to get some water, and she cleaned the yard out, and as a result of that, the ladder was gone, and the chickens were no longer able to get the water from as a result of going up this ladder. And so the Ari said, that's why she's being punished. So they put back the ladder, and of course she was blessed with a child. So the point that I take from this story is that I don't take anything about with respect to the curse on this family not having a child, but I do take from here the absolute importance of not being cruel to animals, even if it's indirect. Even if indirectly our pain is being caused to the animals, then that is the prohibition of Tzar Balei Chaim.